telescope is bringing new shots of other suns. You're trying to imply God now. Can't be two places at once. Got shining light out to you, babe. I guess that you couldn't see, yeah. But you won't undermine him, honey. Why don't you just believe? Cause when you told me what your telescope and space age tools have shown, that's when I said all these are less than gone. Oh, when I said I believe him all. Tell the folks he's bringing new daughters and other sons who shine for him like stars now. The God you shun is quite real. The God you shun is quite real.
Apologetics with an X. Welcome to our show. I'm Jerry Q, and joining us each week is Jay, the lead singer for that Christian parody band. Jay, hello there.
Hey, it's great to be here today with you, Jerry. It's wonderful to be back with you listeners, too. Thanks for joining us today. We start today's show with two new songs from our latest single. One is called Telescoper, the parody of Alice Cooper. His song Under My Wheels from 1971. It's based on Psalm chapter 19, verse 1 and 2. Then after that, we have a song called Death, which is a parody of Kiss's song Beth from 1976. We redid that one. We originally had done it in 2010 as a live version. This is a fully orchestrated version featuring all the music is done by our keyboardist, Rich Mannion. He even did the guitar at the very end. And the songs we're about to play for you are all scripture title songs. We start with a song called Romans 1:20. It's a parody of Running on Empty by Jackson Browne. Then we have John 1:1, the parody of Fun, Fun, Fun by the Beach Boys. Then we have Isaiah 9:1-2, the parody of I Got a Line on You by Spirit. And finally, Isaiah 55 is a parody of I Can't Drive 55 by Sammy Hagar.
Study the light. forgot all about when Christ very nicely told him I am now. But here's a way we know that the Lord Jesus wasn't just a good man now. You'll see that John 1:1 tells us God is really Jesus the Word.
John 1:1 tells us God is really Jesus the Word.
You know the verse says the Word was with God from the very first place now.
You watch what it says.
It says that in the beginning the Word was God. It's there in your face
now.
A lot of guys might not catch it yet, but Jesus was the Word made flesh now. You see that John 1:1 tells us God is really Jesus the Word. Well, you knew all along, but you had to get some Bible proof
now.
And if you look yourself, you see that the things we talked about are all true
now.
You'll see that John 1:1 says Jesus is God and not a big guru
now.
John 1:1 tells us God is really Jesus the Word.
I got some lines for you,
baby.
I got some lines for you, baby.
I
We hope you're enjoying your favorite songs from the past with Christian lyrics, as only our friends at Apologetics can do. Jay, how might our friends pick up some of these awesome tunes we're playing?
Well, the thing you want to remember is the name of the show, Apologetics, with an X. That is the Rosetta Stone, the key to unlocking things. Just remember to spell the name with an X at the end. And you can find us at our website, apologetics.com, or places like iTunes, Amazon MP3, Pandora, Spotify, YouTube, you name it. We're probably there. Just remember to spell the name right. Apologetics with an X. And the next bunch of songs are songs that were originally about girls. We had Cinnamon Girl by Neil Young, redone as Sin of the World. And we have Girlfriend by Matthew Sweet, redone as Good Friend. It's actually called Good Trend. Then we have West End Girl. Can we try that again? Sorry. Yeah. Can I just start with it? I'll take it from there. Well, Jerry, the one thing they got to do is they got to remember to spell the name right. Apologetics with an X, just like it says on the show. That is your way of finding us everywhere you go. You go to our website, apologetics.com, apologetics with an X, iTunes, Pandora, Spotify, Amazon MP3.com, YouTube. Just remember to spell the name right. And you'll find songs like the ones we're about to play. These are all songs that were originally about girls. First, we have Cinnamon Girl by Neil Young, redone as Sin of the World. Then we have Girlfriend by Matthew Sweet, redone as Good Trend. Then we have West End Girls by Pet Shop Boys, redone as Where's 10 Girls. And then we have Fat Bottom Girls by Queen, redone as Bad Foreign Girls.
Thank you. things you need. Food, yeah, that can be start of a good trend. You need food, it's actually part of a large plan. My name is Moses Buddy, and that is God's food coming our way. Oh, it tastes a lot like honey, and that's what you call it by name. Though you need food, yes, that can be part of a good trend. Oh, this honey bread's weed free, but you'll love it cause it's the Lord's bread.
Upset if you come with your laugh, then there's all that you forget. It's a thing we learn through our Savior, speaking in parables, talking about later in the end times. In their best 10 gowns, all of the ladies they were standing around. Some left town unannounced, there were 5 gone when the guests went down.
When the guests sat down to the wedding hall, there's at least 10 boys, but where's 10 girls? When the guests sat down to the wedding hall, there's a feast in joy, but where's 10 girls?
They just don't possess fuel to support this. It ran dry, nuts. How much have you got? Have you got a bit extra? Heck no, not a droplet. What should we do? Depart and start shopping.
How much need? When the guests sat down to the wedding hall, there's at least 10 boys, but where's 10 girls? When the guests sat down to the wedding hall, there's a feast in joy, but where's 10 girls?
Ten girls. peace and it starts at home. If you wait, then I bet you won't. Gotta know the future does not go fast. Better pray you're built to last. And let's be ready and let's be patient. And take the needy to the filling station.
Oh.
Don't forget, Apologetics with an X is available 24/7 online at our flagship station. There's a year's worth of shows there at angel95fm.com.
That's right. And Jerry, I got to tell you something funny to talk about the radio show. My kids were mocking me last night because I was doing my Friday night call-in for pizza, and my son, my 11-year-old son, is doing an imitation of me because apparently I use a radio voice when I call. I don't try it on purpose, but he says, "Hey, can I get a large pepperoni pizza for Jackson?" And he's doing impressions of his dad and laughing, and his 14-year-old sister, my youngest daughter, is laughing too. So laughs at my expense. Nothing new in this house. Anyway, speaking of boys, the next songs are all originally done by boys. Well, they're all about boys. Actually, they were not originally done about boys. Now they are about boys. First one's called "Boys Are Scary." It's a parody of "Voices Carry" by Till Tuesday. Then we have "The Boys Aren't Backing Down," a parody of Thin Lizzy's "The Boys Are Back in Town." And then we have "Choir Boy," a parody of "Cowboy" by Kid Rock.
Another Apologetics for the Next show is about to wrap up, and be sure to join us next week on your favorite radio station, or stream it live, or catch up and binge listen at angel95fm.com.
Life's become the scene of a crime. boys aren't backing down.
Just got back today. Them low-life boys out of Galilee. Something's changed, they're much too brave. But man, I still think them cats are crazy. They were acting as if he was still around, talking in tongues and freaking me out. Told us he was living above ground, tried to say the Lord had raised him. The boys are backing down,
boys are backing down.
Boys, I'm 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 backing down.
You know that cripple who couldn't stand to walk? Every time he'd be on the floor begging. What we got, man at the temple, he would do it at the same spot. I mean, he was scenery. Well, then that guy, you know, he met Johnny and Pete. Well, that cripple got up and left on his feet. Man, we just yelled in disbelief. That's a trick, I wanna know, it's clever. The boys, I'm backing down.
The boys, I'm backing down.
I said, the boys, I'm backing down.
The boys, I'm backing down.
Boys, I'm backing down.
The boys, I'm backing down.
Boys, I'm backing down.
The boys, I'm backing down.
They're spreading the word around. They're not backing down. Followers thrilled. They laid low, cause blood would spill. And if the boys wanna preach Christ, we're gonna get them. That coop's out on the corner yakking now and saying we're wrong. Them guys are getting bored and won't be long. Won't be long till trouble comes. Now that the boys are fearing it, the boys are backing down.
The boys are backing down.
The boys are backing down.
Choir boy. time a 10 I guess. When weird women thought we kids all lived to take tests. Kinda kept to myself, real shy kid. I liked old rock songs and the popular hits. There was a kid talking about a choir they got. He said a lot of the spots were not locked because the guy who taught with the choir was still filling the rows. And lots of kids couldn't sound the notes. And he told me it's fun to sing with the choir. Get known as a kid that got set apart. Said to me, you wanna? I'm gonna go try out for the choir, fella. You should come along. Start attending church service in robes just like Jesus. And get a spot in the four tops of four seasons. That rocks, cause I'm a real good voice. And I'm taking that test, sucker. Because I'm gonna be a choir boy, baby.
With the top ten smash and the nuns out smiling.
Choir boy, baby. And he said, you're in. I go, oh, I dusted my friend.
They told him you won't do this, no gallon your size.
Well, that's his loss.
My gallon fits fine.
They told me, believe in Jesus Christ. I'll get him after this part of my exciting life. Cause if I time this right, I'm gonna make like a beach boy and let California girls know why they all need a
wild boy, baby.
Better stop that.
Right. Wow, it's wonderful. Man. Thank you for joining us for this one, and we hope you enjoyed those ones. And we're going to leave today with a song that was originally called If You Leave. It's a parody of Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, and ours is called If You Believe. And then the last song today is a song called Strive. It's a parody of Drive by the Cars.
Smart or great, honestly, just run your life. respectful way. We always had Christ on our side. Now we're faced with tasks. Every secular man and woman, he's got to. We gotta make them ask.
They watch you once, they watch you twice. They won't just go asking advice. They reach you now like you reach you then. Be always ready to defend the way.
If you believe our Lord Christ, hide your face from sinful. Titus 2, 7 and 8. Heaven cheers when someone repents. Act wisely and with skill. If you know the fourth chapter now of Colossians, verse 5 and 6, you will.
They watch you once, they watch you twice. They won't just go ask any guy. They see you out like first Peter said. Till the end, they watch your walk, they watch your life, they watch if you have any strife. They need to know why you seem to them to always have peace even then, some way.
mention the Lord's name. Yeah, who's gonna stop the fears and endure shame? It's wrong, but now who's gonna strive to hold the line?
Listen each week at this time for Apologetics with an X right here on your radio station. I'm Jerry Q, and thanks to Jay Jackson, lead singer and lyricist for Apologetics, for sharing the tunes and having a bit of a conversation with us. Apologetics with an X is produced at Angel 95 FM in Manhattan, Kansas. A special thanks goes to our producer, Daniel Hutchinson. Check us out again next week right here at your source for the best music around. Have a great week.